Head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel Wyatt. Good morning, man.
Good morning, Gary.
Here we are. And a little sprinkle out there, right?
Kind just of a little bit, yep.
Well, last week, as now we're headed into week five, I also talked to Coach Airy. We're going to hear from him a little later on. But pretty tough opponent in Branson. And, you know, I talked with Harlan. He said it was a whale of a game for about 3.5 quarters. Just a whale of a game.
Yeah. Disappointing. You know, if you woke up the next day and saw the score, you probably thought, boy, that was a thumping that Branson put on us. But very misleading score because it's 24-21 going into the fourth quarter. You know, in fact, it's 24-21 late in the third, and we had the ball in the plus 40. So, you know, we're 40 yards away from taking a lead. But, you know, we punted and pinned them back. And then even got the ball back early in the fourth. And then we had to pick six. And then the very next possession, we had a punt block. So
that was kind of the nail, wasn't it?
Just in the blink of an eye, it went from 24-21 to 38-21. So, you know, two plays in the game of football, it'll do it to you when it's turnovers and special teams.
You know, I was following the scores with our game, and it's like, wow, man, this is a – I mean, it was just a heavyweight slugfest, but it was – I'm not taking any credit away from Branson or you know, but it – again, talking with you know, Harlan, and he said he and Paul Knight, you know, they analyzed the game on their way back, and a numbers thing, you know, Branson, they don't platoon, do they?
Two platoon. They've got 22 people playing. You know, they're,
and we're not making excuses by no means.
But they're tight end. You know, he played a little bit of tight end and you know, defensive end, you know, the 6'3", 240, he's a player. But, you know, other than that, they've got a fresh 11 on O, a fresh 11 on D, and dressing 75 kids. And, you know, we're dressing 40 and about 7 two-way starters. And I mean, it wears on you, especially in the trenches. But, you know, I couldn't say enough good things about our kids and the way they battled for three quarters. It's just a shame that, you know, it didn't come down to the end in a final possession just because, you know, we didn't take care of the football. And but Branson's a good team. They're well coached.
Coach Hafner does
a great job. They've got a Division I kicker. I mean, he's unbelievable.
Well, Harlan said that too, but is it the tight end that's getting some looks as well at some?
I don't know about that. I know their receiver's probably their best player on offense, you know, aside from the quarterback who makes them go, the McCormick kid at quarterback. He's a good one now. When you run the flex bone, you know, it all starts with him. And like I said last week, most people, as a flex bone quarterback, they label him as non-throwers. He can throw it. So they're good. They're going to be interesting to see how that district plays out with them in Republic.
Yeah, that'll be a dandy one. Well, it's homecoming, and we don't. There will be an announcement 10 a.m. whether or not there's going to be a parade. I know we've been getting some phone calls on that, and we will know. We'll announce it shortly after 10 whether or not there will be a parade. But the homecoming opponent tonight is Rogersville. Rogersville is 1-3. They lost to Reed Spring in a tight one, 0-8. They played Ava out of the SCA, 22-14, the loss. They beat Central, and they lost to Carl Junction, who is also in the Ozark Mountain Conference. What have you seen out of Rogersville? I've heard they're young and they're kind of rebuilding. Is that pretty much on target?
Well, they're playing three freshmen.
Wow. And
that's just totally unheard of at class four. You know, you see that done at class one or even class two.
Yeah.
But at Class 4, they're you know, they're starting a freshman quarterback. You know, he rotates with another kid, but you know, this freshman, you know, is getting half or more than half of the reps. And then they got a freshman safety that also starts a receiver, and they put him in a little bit of running back, and then they'll bring in a, you know, a freshman corner that also plays some receiver. So they're really, really young at the skill positions. I think, you know, their strength lies in their offensive line. They've got a couple all-conference kids from last year when they were in the Big Eight. And, you know, they got a running back that was he's kind of made a name for himself as a linebacker, but he tore his ACL the first game last year. He's a big old 6'1", 215-pound linebacker, running back. So he's a good ball player. So, you know, they're, like I said, they're pretty good up front. And I'm trying to run the ball and manage the game a little bit for this freshman. Mm-hmm. But they can throw it when they have to.
Well, and you know, your Zizzers, that ought to be a good matchup. And it's these homecoming games, they can be a distraction, true or false?
True. Lots of things going on. Not just today, but all week. You know, there's all kinds of activities and things, and where the kids might not be getting their normal amount of sleep, and you know, they got their mind on other things. But we've really tried to stress this week, put the game first, you know, because that's the most important thing on the agenda. You know, everything could be great all week, but if you lose the game, it just really puts a damper on the activities.
Well, tonight with Rogersville coming to town, the weather is got to be something that you and your coaching staff has probably talked a lot about, because we've known kind of what tonight's going to be like, or the potential. What have you really tried to focus in on with it going, you know, being a rainy Friday, windy north winds tonight? What's some of those discussions been like?
That's an advantage of running the football. You know, I've always said you got to be able to run the football, because you don't know when you're going to get in a rain game, and then in the playoffs when it gets cold or windy, and, you know, that's going to have an effect on your passing game. So you've got to be able to run the football, and you know, you got to be able to get under center, I think, because you know, you don't know how your center and the shotgun snaps can go awry with a wet ball or with the wind. And so, you know, we're very effective at getting under center and running the football. So, you know, I wish it was going to be dry, but I don't think that's going to be the case. But if so, we'll be ready for it. We got a returning starter at center in Fernando, and then we've got Isaiah back and his, mm-hmm. you know, what he's got, all the starts under his belt. So we've got a good battery there at quarterback center.
And you know, I always worry more about the special team. When it's rainy, you know, when it's just a crappy night, I worry more about the special teams, that, you know, if you have to punt, that exchange, and then, you know, receiving punts. I mean, I guess there's different approaches you can take. You know, you can, through the week, you can say, hey, look, if the punt's going to be up in here, just get away from it. Don't take any chances. But that could be a big part in tonight's game, couldn't it?
Yeah. Again, we've got to be cautious, and you know, if it's really windy, you know, we'll be on the conservative side and you know, try to stay away from it and not take any chances running up on a punt and so forth.
Now, the health overall for the Zizzers, you've had a few players dinged up, and I mean, that's just kind of par for the course. That's just kind of how it goes. But the overall health, you getting anyone back or anyone going to be in street clothes tonight?
No, we're about the same that we've been the last couple of weeks. You know, hopefully we could get Jeff Edgler back maybe in a couple of weeks, at the earliest. You know, he's hopefully looking at getting that boot off pretty soon. And then, Pearson Jackson had surgery on his meniscus, and that's going to be, probably another 3-4 week process. So, two senior linemen there that we hope to get back, and then we've got some freshmen and some JV kids that have been out for a while, but their status is still kind of up in the air.
Well, it is week 5, and the West Plains Scissors will be at home tonight. That game will air on KDY 102.5 and be live video streamed. And, to the community for all their support and feeding the kids, it's a big deal.
Yeah, last week we had my wife and her family, my sister provided the drinks, and that was a good meal. We had chicken sandwiches on a halfway point there to Branson, and then on before we got on the bus coming back home, the quarterback club got us pizzas where we could just eat on the way home. And then tonight, that's going to be the family of Nathan Cropper, so he's going to provide the meal pregame tonight.
I just thought of this, and I know you were part of it. I'm going to bring it up because it was always so much fun. Back in the day, once a year, Sam and Betty Carlson always, cooked a meal. Sam and Betty, huge Willow Springs Bear fans. But they'd do fried chicken. I mean, it was all the spread. And, it's little moments like that you kind of, the X's and O's get kind of put off to the side for a minute. And it's more about community building and camaraderie and just more about life right there when you're able to sit down with family and friends and have a nice meal and then move on to the football game. I just wonder if the players at this point, this stage, if they're able to absorb that and realize what they're getting.
I'm not sure they do.
Later in life, they will.
As 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, some of them get it, but some of them don't. And then the light will click on, when they're in their mid-20s. Some even takes to their 30. But, that light will click on. They realize, man, we had it pretty good because we do have a lot of community support. And, I think that goes on in a lot of places, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't go on everywhere.
Right.
So we're really fortunate, and then we get the treatment that we get and the support, and whether it's a church or a family member, the quarterback club, we're really fortunate, and we try to stress that to the kids, and I think they are when they go through the line. They're very respectful, they're very appreciative and saying thank you and yes ma'am, no ma'am, and all that. So they're very well behaved, and we've got some good kids.
Absolutely. And I throw that out there because that's my recruiting pitch, for kids that, you're on the fence. You've played Mighty Might football. You've played junior high football. Maybe just, you played seventh grade, you didn't play eighth grade. Or you played your freshman year. And, I'm telling you, if you love the game, if you love to compete, these 4 years go by so fast and you cannot get them back. All you can do is set on a bucket and go, man, I wish I'd have played. Don't be that kid. If it is hard, absolutely, it's hard. And you're going to get, your butt chewed. But what it brings to you later in life, every ex-football, high school football player I've ever talked to, they all, when you ask about, some of the best times of their life, they always bring back being part of a team. And I'm sure you've got an open door. Any kid out there that's possibly thinking about it, they need to schedule a visit with you or one of your coaches and find out a little bit more what it's like. It'd be nice to see the numbers for Zizzers, up around 60. That'd be a good number, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we're sitting at 60 now, but it would be nice to have 60, 10 through 12.
Yes.
Yeah, and, football's a great teacher of life skills. it's just a great sports in general, but
yeah.
But I think football more than anything, because in this game, you know, you're going to get knocked down. No matter how good you are, you're going to get knocked down. It teaches you to get back up and go to the next play. And just all those things about accountability, respect, being able to be a part of a team and lean on your brother and, you know, him depending on you, you depending on him. And it's just a great, it's just great sport.
There's a lot of truth in that, you know, that old coach cliche where you're in the locker room and the coach will say, look to your left, look to your right. You know, those are the guys that are here to fight for you. I mean, there's a lot of truth in that, but it goes beyond the locker room. When you graduate, you have a little success in football, you graduate, you know, you can talk about your Malden teams, how tight those are. Your Willow Springs Bears day, your Mount, you know, these guys that played the game together, they're still brothers. They may not see each other every day, you know, or call or text, but they're still brothers.
Yeah, I think Bill Parcells said there's a blood transfusion,
yeah,
so to speak, with those kids or those teammates, and you know, it's forever, you know,
yeah,
it's for life, you know. When you, I still stay in touch with some of those kids from Malden, and they're you know, they're in their late 20s now, and they'll say that was the best time of their life.
Yeah, right on. All right, everybody, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel Wyatt, and before you get out of here, who you got, Alabama or Georgia?
Boy, you caught me off guard there. I think it's going to be a one-possession game, but you put me on the spot, but
I'm going with Alabama.
I'm going to say Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. There we go. Hey, folks, we've got more of the Coach's Show. Kevin, Coach Joel Wyatt, thanks for hanging with us, man.
Thanks, Gary.
We got more rock and roll that's coming at you. Stay put.